It's Thursday, the 29th of May, 10 a.m. Bit of a long lie in bed, but we didn't go to bed till after 11 last night, so I got up at 9. But my wife could have lay on, but I couldn't. In fact, I could have been up at 7, 8 at the latest. Often with a long lie, I just get to a point where I'm fed up lying. Even if I could still fall asleep, I just want to get up. Ah, well, no matter. It was raining last evening and during the night. It's not raining now, but the garden's, let's just say, very fresh and glistening looking. Good for the garden, though. Definitely good for the garden. It's quite pleasant this morning, but I'd say a bit cool. Probably that cold rain again. Hello. Yeah, if you'd just been about 4 or 5 feet to the left, you'd have landed on my shoulder. Wouldn't that be great? Oh my God. For Mr. or Mrs. Blackbird to actually land on my shoulder, or my head. Oh no. My shoulder. Listen to Dr. Doolittle. But that would, it would be unbelievable. That's what it would be, and it will never happen, I know that. Much as they love me and tolerate me, they're not going to get that close with a silly big bugger holding a cup of tea in one hand and a big black ugly looking thing in the other hand. Well, it's not ugly. Who said it was ugly? Oh, you said it was ugly. Alright. The hawthorn's all out. There's some good sized hawthorn trees and bushes round about here. This one is about 25 to 30 feet high. I can actually hear the town knock this morning. That doesn't happen very often. That's just about a mile, just over a mile away to the east in the, well, the top end of the town, and you only hear that. It knocks every hour. I think it knocks every half hour as well, but just a single chime. But you very seldom hear that. So air and wind conditions must be perfect for it this morning. Feeling good. Feeling good within myself. I suppose I could say I'm getting a wee bit chipper. It's not a Scots word, that. I'm trying to think what the Scots word would be for that. Feeling chipper. No, not going to think about it. It'll come. I've noticed over the past week or so that certain thoughts come into my head each morning as I enter the rear bedroom, the big bedroom, where the ensuite is, where we get showered. Well, we sleep in the other room, at the front house. I've noticed, and I know why, because there's 2 photographs in that room. And every morning I go in, I see those 2 photographs, and it's of the same person. And it always triggers thoughts. Kind of sorrowful thoughts, you know. And then I try to clear it out of my head. And if I accidentally see them before I go in the shower, then that would be in my mind in the shower, so it's usually after I come out of the shower when I'm drying myself and getting dressed. That's when I'm facing them, as it were. And I've tried to avoid thinking about it. It gets in there, and then I clear it out, and I'm getting better at clearing the thought out, or the thoughts out. It's a tint of sadness, I guess. It's not a bereavement, no, it's just something else. I don't want to talk about at the moment. But anyway, so I've noticed that it's, although no matter how I try to avoid thinking things, you know, it's very difficult not to. I guess it'll always be that way, unless things change. Let's hope and pray the change. Let's hope and pray that when I see those photographs, I'll smile again. My pink pearl rhododendron, 8 foot high, and looking like one giant pink ball, resplendent even in the morning, drizzled dew. Actually, that'll keep the flowers fresher for longer. Garden's looking well, and I haven't done anything to it this year at all. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Just. But then again, I'll be blasting more monoblocks today, so time being spent on that is not time spent in the garden. But then again, the garden just does its own thing. That's what I like. Here you're getting a wee bit too lanky. Get the shears out, crop it back next year. Back up again. That's what I like. I like that kind of garden. It's getting brighter. Or is it my imagination? I know a song about that. Eggs this morning. You know what I love? You know what I really love? I love eggs. I really do. But I love Eggs Benedict. Eggs Benedict. Oh my goodness. First time I had that was in Calgary in Canada. I'd never experienced it before. Couldn't stop eating the thing. And we don't get it over here. Well, I'm saying we don't. I suppose someone somewhere is making Eggs Benedict on their menu, but Eggs Benedict. Oh. That's a breakfast. Got me going now. These boiled eggs this morning aren't going to taste as good, even if they are free range. Free range Eggs Benedict. Oh my.